This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, October 28th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Before we start, a quick thank you to our sponsor, Pacific Source Health Plan, for supporting the show. Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley are calling for a federal investigation into the Chemowa Indian School in Salem. The boarding campus for Native American students is one of just four off-reservation boarding schools remaining in the United States. The senators wrote a letter to the Inspector General of the Department of the Interior this week, calling for financial records and details on the current organizational structure at the school. The senators said that 6 years after the last inspector's report investigating the school, Senators continue to hear complaints about financial mismanagement at Chemowa. Representatives at the school and from the Bureau of Indian Education did not immediately respond to questions from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. A 2017 Oregon Public Broadcasting investigation into Chemowa dug into a range of problems, including student health and safety, academic shortcomings, treatment of employees, questionable hiring practices, and a lack of financial transparency and external oversight. Wyden and Merkley wrote that, although the Bureau of Indian Education announced a new oversight policy in 2018, the senators' offices have continued to receive complaints about alleged misuse of financial resources. The senators requested that the Department of Interior update its review of the school's policies, including a financial audit. Students arrived on campus in mid-October after the school had been closed for a year and a half due to COVID-19. The school's website has not updated its enrollment statistics since the 2014-15 school year, when it counted about 280 students from tribes across the western United States, including 168 from New Mexico. Terry Bean, the Portland real estate developer and Democratic political insider, is pushing now to have a 2013 sex abuse case dismissed because his attorneys argue the lead detective in the case is biased against Bean and the LGBTQ community. Jeff Myers, who retired from the Portland Police Bureau in January, destroyed months of text messages that should have been shared with the defense team under state law, according to Bean's attorneys. Myers had texted with an attorney for Bean's former boyfriend, who is one of the co-defendants in the case, and first raised allegations against Bean. Myers subsequently got a new work phone and lost the texts. Bean's lawyers also point to Myers' retirement 2 days after he was notified that he would likely face discipline for making inappropriate comments about transgender people. The Bureau recommended Myers face a 1-week suspension without pay after sustaining allegations of bias against Myers, but he left January 31st before facing discipline. Internal Affairs reports obtained by the Oregonian and Oregon Live described the comments. Two newly hired officers who were helping Myers go over video from protests in a Bureau computer lab told investigators that Myers referred to a transgender person, a suspect in an alleged arson, as, quote, it. Police and prosecutors have alleged Bean and another man drove a teenager to a Eugene motel room, sexually abused him, showered with him, and then sent him home in a cab. At the time, Bean was 65 years old. Nicholas Kristof, the longtime New York Times journalist and author, announced Wednesday he's running for governor of Oregon as a Democrat in 2022. Kristof had been signaling his intent to run for months. He launched the campaign with a video citing his experience growing up in Yamhill County and the systemic problems he and his wife and fellow Pulitzer Prize winner Cheryl Wudunn chronicled in their 2020 book Tightrope as reasons for running for office. Kristof is entering a packed Democratic field that already includes House Speaker Tina Kotek and State Treasurer Tobias Reed. State Senator Betsy Johnson, also a Democrat, is running as an independent. Governor Kate Brown is unable to run in 2022 due to term limits. One of Portland's finest breweries has added a Kansas City barbecue purveyor to its food menus. Little Beast Brewing on Southeast Division Street is now selling Lawless Barbecue on its menu. bringing delicious meats cooked by Kevin Cook to the farmhouse-style brewery. Cook's meat was previously only available for delivery or takeout. He was born and raised in Kansas City, one of the country's finest barbecue cities, but has called Portland home for 13 years. You can now get his 13-hour smoked brisket while drinking a Little Beast beer. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport.